Simin Kuf Tzadi, Sif Mem Vav, through Nun Dalad, Bezer Hashem. The Machaber says in Mavav, Echoluk, Shalav Shosoi, Bimeni Dosum, Neskavis, Echoluk, Shalav Shosoi, Bizman Shi Tahiro, Beloi Bediko. The Shaila is Benegea to a beged which was worn once before it was washed, while she was in Nidal, once after it was washed. The Shaila is, can you be Toile, the Ketan that she found later on, that really happened from beforehand? So we saw that there's three Shitas in the Gemara and after involved in the base. Remeir's Shita is that it depends on who washed it. If it's a Yisraelis that washed it, then Cheskas Benois Yisrael Sheboitkin Chalukein B'Shas Kvisa, it's Chazaka that it's considered Baduk. It's not exactly clear what happens, that it's, she's Boidikin and then what. So the Shach understands that she's Boidikin and she'll tell her friend if there's a Kesem. The Sidra Tara is clearly, it's really tasteless, that she's Boidikin and if she finds a Kesem, she'll wash it very well. We see there's a Nafkamina Bizmanenu that we have washing machines that wash very well. You always have that Cheskasa Bodik. So it's Cheskasa Bodik that Zikr, she checked it, Bishas Maisa, and therefore any Kesem that she finds is certainly from afterwards. You're not allowed to be told that it came from before him. Masha'inkein, if a Shivcha, Nochris, washed it, then it ain't Cheskasa Baduk, and you're able to be Tehila that the Kesem was there from beforehand. Shitas Rav Acha is that if you can't tell, wash it again, and you'll be able to be Mavara, you're washing it again, you'll be able to see whether or not it gets lighter or not. If it gets lighter, so you know it only came afterwards. It doesn't get lighter, it was already there from beforehand. And the third Shita is Rebbe Shita, that you're able to be Boidik without washing it again, you're able to be Boidik, be Magdir or Imaglid. Either if you could tell whether or not the dam penetrated in, it's absorbed inside the beged, makdir, then you know for sure it was there before the kvisa, from before the kvisa. If it's magli, it's like a gela, like a scab, it's above, it's like a scab which is above the skin, so too over here, it hasn't penetrated, hasn't gotten absorbed into the beged, then you're able to be tailored that, then you know for sure that it came afterwards, and she's going to be tmeya. The shayla is, how do we paskin alach l'maitzo? So it's not exactly clear, not from the Beis Yosef and not from the Shulchan Aruch, exactly how we paskin. The Beis Yosef, he brings down the Rashbam, then he brings down the Rambam. There is no Rambam Bechlal in Hilchos Isuri Bia. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tumah V'Taira. He says, Mavur from the Rambam Hilchos Tumah V'Taira, that he paskin like Rebbe Meir. That Chezaka Shebnei Yisrael Boitkin Chalukim B'Shas Kviso, like Rebbe Meir. He brings down the Rashbam Barichos, the whole Lashon of the Rashbam, he brings down from the Zeres Abayis. The Rashbam says, since Ksamun Derabanan, we pass like Remeir Lekula. Now it's a little bit of a aura, like the Sidra Taras Meir, both Remeir and Rebbe both have a Kula and a Chumra. If it's Cheskasa Baduk, so then when Yisraelis washes it and she's not here, then it's a Chumra, that we're going to say that it came afterwards. As opposed to if you go like Rebbe, if you'd be able to find that it's Magdir, then you'd be able to be tell that it came from beforehand. Everyone bets him as a Kula and a Chumra. So if we go like Remeir Lekula, because Ksamun Derabanan, then he brings down the Ramban that says we pass like Rebbe, they always check with Magdir Maglid. He says, Yesh Lachmer Kavalse. So how is he going? It sounds like La'alach of Alay Lamaisa. La'alach of Alay Lamaisa. But Lamaisa would go like Rebbe. From the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like he took the Chumra Sai of Rebbe and Sai of Remeir. Because he says, when it comes to Israelis who checks it, who washed it, then we're Terele, Cheskasa Baduk. And he doesn't mention anything about Magdir or Magli. Cheskasa Baduk, if she's not here, you can't ask her. Cheskasa Baduk, and we presume that it came afterwards. When it comes to Shifcha, that we should be Mekel, if she's not here, and say that it came before, and he says, oh, check it with Magdir or Magli. And if you don't know, then you have to be Machmir Misafik. Because the Safik is our new deal. Mashmoy says that he took in a Hanami, he took the Chumras of both, Sai of Remeir and Sai of Rebbe, and that's how we pass. And look at the Sidra Tara, at the end of the Shtikl, like I says, if you're going to go with one, you have to go with them all the way. To take the Chumras of both, the is a little bit shver. The Achidash Lachur, which comes down from this, is like the Shach is Ma'ir. The Shach understands in Sefkat and Samachal, he says that if it's the Machaber is talking about, he says the Machaber is talking about where the Choluk is not Lefanenu. The Choluk is not here, because if the Choluk is here, you should be able to check with Magdir or Magdir. Now it's not exactly clear where the Shach is talking about. The Mashmois of the Shach is the Tzion of the Shach, the Dibur Maskel, is going by Yisraelis. He says, by Yisraelis, who's not here, that which we say, that your Terle, Einu B'faneinu Lisho, Cheskasei Baduk, he says, that's only if the Beged is also not here. Because if the Beged is here, then we will check with Magdir or Maglid. Now, the Mashmoris is that this Magdir or Maglid will go Keneged HaChazaka. Neged Keneged Cheskasei Baduk, which would mean that Me'ikar Adim Ripaskin Rila, like Rebbe, all the way. It's not just like Remeir. All the Rebbe go like Rebbe, even if you have a Cheskas Baduk, nevertheless you check with Magdir or Magdir. It's only if the beg is not here, you're stuck. What are you supposed to do? Then you follow the on what Remeir said, that Cheskas Baduk Peshas Maisa. But it would come out a big kula l'chur l'fidus also, that if the beged l'chur, if the beged is here, and it's a cheskasi baduk, so we say that the kesem came afterwards, nevertheless, if it's magdir, it's absorbed inside the beged, we'll be able to be tele kineged the chazaka that it came from beforehand. That's how the Teres HaShlamim understands the Shach. If you look at the Kresi Uplesi, and it's brought down here in Rekiva Eger from the Teres HaMoshe, they say, no, the Shach never meant that. The Shach, the Tori Sofer, the Dibur Masa of the Shach is not talking about where Yisraelis was washed it, where a Goethe washed it. That's where we rely on Magdir and Magdir. But where Yisraelis washed it, then it's Cheskasei Baduk, it's always Cheskasei Baduk, and we don't rely on Magdir and Magdir, Kenegad HaChazaka. La'aloch la'mais Adri Paskin, the Machlek Zachrenim, Chris Uplesi, Sidra Tairo, they say that the Chris Uplesi and Kiv Eger, they go that in the Hanami, it doesn't work connected Cheskasei Baduk, and the Teres HaShlamim and the Sidra Tairo, they live in the Shach. The Shach meant their Ma'ur from the Rajmas, maybe Mashma not that way, but it seems that the Shach is going that the Bedika of Magdir or Maglev will work even connected Cheskasei Baduk. I saw the Shevet Levi says that he names on the Lachur, that's the La'alocha, that's what it seems like from the Shach. It seems like that from the Shach and Sif Mem Zayin also. He says, "V'nimtzal lav kesem v'efsher leida hadavar idei shayla k'de b'sif hakoidim." And it's not shayach to know idei shayla. It's not mechala between whether or not it's Yisraelis or anachris. It's mashma that this is what the Achrenim held. Achrenim learned the Shach that whether or not it's a anachris who is here, Yisraelis who's not here, or Yisraelis says she wasn't baidikid, we don't know. We'll be able to go with magdir or maglid. We'll be able to go with magdir or maglid. Mashma. They're not here. That's what he's saying. If it's Efshar that if the Israelis is not here, so it's not Shaykh to ask her, where we should have a Cheskasei Baduk, nevertheless, we'll go Basar Magdir or Maglid. It's Mashma Keneged the Chazak of the Israelis. We will say Magdir or Maglid. Lalach Lamais like the Pashas Lashach, Kmeshu Lefanenu. And that means that we always go Dahinu Meikra, then we really pass like Rebbe all the way. And we'll always be Kaveya Magdir or Maglid. The only time that the Mechaber is saying that we're not going to be Gobas or Magdir or Maglid, that's Daf in a case where the Beged is not here, you can't tell, then you'll have to rely on the Cheskasei Baduk if it was the Israelis. That's Sif Memvav. There's one Nikud over here, it's a Chashim Nikud of Benigeh to all Ksamim, is the Indian of Never HaKesem. The Shach says over here that when it's Never HaKesem, so even if beforehand the kesem was here and you weren't a baki to be able to know whether or not it was magdir or maglid, you'd have to be machmir. But now that it's nevad, you're able to be mekel and say that it's a safek derabanan. We go to kulam lachur mavur that anytime you have a kesem and you have a safek with regard to the kesem, you don't know if the kesem is a gris or not. You don't know if the kesem is red or not. Then in such a case, l'chayra, we'd be able to say Safek Darban l'kulo. Now, if it's a Safek Tzarni idea just because you're not a rabbi, then you have to bring it to a rabbi. But if any time that it's nevad, nevad a kesem, a woman saw a kesem, she wasn't thinking, she put it together with the laundry, and she washed it, and now it's gone. What's the halacha? Does she have to be, do we go l'kulo or do we go l'chumro? Says the Chochmas Adam, that alpidus shach, then in a chanami, any time that it's nevad a kesem, you're able to be go l'kulo. Whether it's a shayla how big it was, whether it's a shayla how, what color it was, we'll see. Actually, in Sifta Dedal, it's a big shayla. I don't know. The Pesach Chuvah brings down. Kilachar Yad is talking about. He says any time that a woman comes tamim in Safik, do you make a bracha on the tvila or not? And Toich Dvorov, he mentions, he says beemes torachin lani es daiti ledina becholak tamim hecha sheyesh Safik im letame or letar gan shenoytek tzas ladmimus ashi Safik mukigris chayese. When the Mura is Machmir, then Ech Tevarach HaKarkach HaLetzvila. How could she be Mavarach HaLetzvila? The Shal is, why is it being Machmir in the first place? The Chur is a Tzavik Kestam, we should go to Kula. There you can say maybe it's a Tzavik Chesaron idea. You have all the Niturim in front of you. But certainly in a case where it was lost, the Chur, then you would be able to say in a case where had it been here, you shouldn't be able to bask in it, but you simply don't know, then it says the Chachma Sodom that you'd be able to be Mekel.
Even
Al Bazaar,
meaning, or
any time been ever. Even Al Bazaar. So you had the Shiloh that the Elam saw, Al Bazaar, we didn't know. In such a case, Lachur, there it's the Kesem is Lefanenu, and you should have him. The size Lefanenu. Lachur in a Chanami. In a case where it's not borrowed to the lady that it was Saka Gris, and there's a suffix to us whether or not it's a Gris, Lachur, in such a case, you should go to Kluv. Yes. Lule de Mistafina, Mino. We'll wait for Kluv Tadidal. That was just Kalachar Yad. What are you supposed to do? You could always bring a spoon and say Allah Tfilah. And be taken. We'll see if that works also when we get there. Bezos Hashem. With somebody else to be made to you. We'll see all the Nidayim when we get up to it. Now, the Kivayger says a big Chiddush over here. And this is really Negea also. We're going to see after we finish Mirz Hashem Kuf Tzadi after today's Chaburo, we still did not see Sif Lamed Aleph. We also didn't see Beis Gimel and Dalet, which we'll see after Vestas Beis Hashem. We didn't see Lamed Aleph, which is also Benegea to Safak Chisar Nidiyo. There's a Kivayger about it, there's a Saman about it. Safak Chisar Nidiyo is Mamash the Shiloh. Beis Hashem, after you finish this, we'll go back to Lamed Aleph to see this. The big Shiloh is what happens when you have something Bizmanenu, with the Safak Chisar Nidiyo. We don't know, we can't tell whether or not it's Magadir or Magli because we're not Pekim. And then it gets lost. Then the Kesem gets lost. Can you be Mekel now that the Kesem is lost? It's the Safik Dirabanan? Or do we say no? It's already, once the Kesem was already here and you weren't Pekim, so now that it's gone, it's not gonna be Machshir after you lost the Kesem. And therefore, says Rekiv Egan Amzon, that in such a case, we would have to be Machmir. Since had it been here, we'd have to be Machmir, and now that it gets lost, we're also going to have to be Machmir. However, there are Achrayim that learn not this way, the Teres Shlomim says not this way, and Kinir the time is, the Shevet Levi says it seems that the Poiskim Lamaisa didn't go this way, and that is because these Sveikas are Safik Lekola Olam Kulai. Safik Chesaron Yadiyah, there's a Taz in Simen Tzadi Ches Gimel. Shiloh, what happens if Chazer falls into a pot, or milk falls into a Chalim pot, and you don't know how much is inside? So Allah is if milk falls into a Chalim pot, Tzadi Ches, Sif Gimel, and you can't figure out how much Beis Gimel. You can't figure out how much is inside. The halacha is that it's a Safik Chesaron Yadiyah. Find somebody else that's able to figure out how much is inside. If you're able to tell whether or not it's 60 or not. You can't figure out if it's 60. Ask somebody else. What happens if the pot spills after the milk spills inside? So now there's no way to figure it out. You could be the biggest buck. You have no idea what spilled out and what was inside. There's no way to know. In such a case, says the Taz, even though it's a Safik Chesaron Yadiyah, where it's a Safik Chesaron Yadiyah, Lekola Olam Kuloi, no one knows. Like, Magdir or Maglid Bizmaninu, these type of things. Or Havar Zayin Samamanim, that the Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Aleph, as we'll see, he says, Bizmaninu, Achshav Einlan Havar Zayin Samamanim, Vnation and Arbikim Iktas Mishmoisam. So here's a Safik Chesaron Yadiyah, which is a Safik Lekola Olam Kuloi. In such a case, that's not considered a Safik of Chesaron Yadiyah. And the reason is because it's considered Das Shaitim, says the Rajba, says the Rishonim. If you don't know how to figure it out, that doesn't mean that it's a Safik. Ask somebody else that does know. If you comment that the whole Olam doesn't know, then you can't tell me that that's not considered a Safik. That's not a Safik. That's not a Safik of Das Shaitim. Everybody's in the same boat, and therefore it's considered a Safik. And Memela, La Halacha, it seems that the person go not like this. Kivayger brings down from the Pima Gadol Bush Yisrael, rather like the other Achrayim, that any time that it's a Safik Chesaron Yadiyah, Lekola Olam Kuloi, then that is considered a Safik, and you'll be able to be Mekel. So if you have a Kesem, you don't know if it's Magdi or Maglid, and it gets lost, or it doesn't get lost, and you can't be Mavar, then you will be able to go Lekula, to be able to be Teir, the pastors, you'll be able to go Lekula, to say, a Safik Kesem, there Abanan, go Lekula. I saw an interesting thing in the Chutshani. Chutshani says that he says that if it was Nisar Safik by the couple when they saw the Kesem, to them it was Mamash Shailo. It wasn't like they just simply didn't know. It was serious Shailo. They figured that to bring it to the Rav to be Machriya. He says in such a case it's not so posh that you could be Mekel. I presume that he's saying that by them it's more of a tzad to be Machmer, and there was this Kamat Bar, and therefore in such a case Yesh Lain. But Bechalal Yeshlaim is Manenu, that we're Machmer on anything which is Neitelad Mimus, even things which are Mi'ikar Adin and not Tamei, we're Machmer. Then even if we're going to bring it to the Rav, and the Rav is going to be Machmer, Lav Dafka is the Machmer because Mi'ikar Adin is Taka Tamei. Therefore, in such a case where it's Nevad, that we really don't know. At the end of the day, it's the most chomer that it possibly could be is a safek derabanan. Bepashtus lechurin, just about every case we will be makel, unless it's a borrower to them that it was a problem, it was certainly dumb. I don't know why they would have saved it. But in such a case, lechurin, any case that there's any safek, bepashtus, it's a safek derabanan to be able to go to kula. That's only with regard to a kesem. When it comes to bedika, as the Bina Sadam points out, if there's a shayla on a bedika, then pashtut is it's a shayla of a safek derabon the raisa, and you'd have to be machmer. We'll talk about when we get to the bedikas exactly in what cases noital admimus, not noital admimus. But this has been a get to a kesem and not been a get to a kisme eid habodik, a kesem of eid habodik, the hainu, a bedika that has they lost the bedika, which is not so uncommon. Then you would have to be machmer mi safek. That's with Sif Mem Vav. Sif Mem Zayin. It talks about, it's a similar halacha. Two women wear a baguette and it was washed in between. And you want to know, can you be Tehila in the first lady? Tehila that was there from before the washing, the first lady's tummy? Or do you say that it came afterwards, after the washing, in the second lady's tummy? Says the Shach, let's say you don't know. Then in such a case, we're going to have to say that they're both tummy. And he brings down the Levush. Levush says, in this case, why are they tummy misafik? Because it's a safik chasar nidiyah. Be'etem, we should say that we follow zechon the chazaka. We go on the chazaka that chazaka is that if Yisraelis washed it, it's chazkasei baduk. And certainly it came from the second lady. However, since you should be able to tell whether or not it's magdi or maglid, and you can't tell, therefore, it's considered a safek chasar nidiyah, and you can't go lakula, and you have to be machmer on both of them. Now, the Shachas Meir, he says, in this case, you don't have to come on to that. You don't have to say that the reason is because it's a safek chasar nidiyah. Say the reason is because my chaz is to be mitama one, then to be mitama the other one. Lachur, they're both in the safek. Now, the Sif Mem Vav is talking about one lady. Sif Mem Zayim is talking about two ladies. One lady wore it, they washed it, and then another lady wore it. In this case, if you can't be oimid on where it came from, then you have to be machmir yourself because my chalas is mekalka one more than the next. And the shayla misbakeshes is, like the pre-day, like the friend of ask, is that, what do you mean? Over here there's a big reason to be matama one instead of the other. Matama the first one because there's a chazaka that Bnei Yisrael washed the check their begadim, b'shas maisa. So you know, matama the second one, you know for sure that it was checked after it was washed, at the time that it was washed, it was for sure checked, and you know the kesem for sure came at the time that the second one was wearing it. What do you mean, my chazes? There's a bigger reason to be matam in the second one than the first one. Says the pre-day, you have to zet on it. In the chayim, it's talking about that according to the shach, which doesn't really stem with what he said before, but you have to say that it's talking about that the shivcho washed it. But if Israelis washed it, then the chayim and the chanami, there's a tam to be machmir. To be matam of the second one more than the first one. Either way, lachayra, we have the svara. We do have the svara of Levush that a safek chasar nidiyah would be enough of a reason to be matam of them because we can't figure it out. This is all going in the times of the Shulchan Aruch or whenever that there was still bikim in Magdi or Maglid. We're not bikim in Magdi or Maglid, therefore by us it's safek chasar nidiyah lekol ha'olam, and we'd be able to be makel. Now, practically, the Poiski Zmanenu point out that this halacha doesn't really apply. And that is because any time that is washed in a washing machine, you're certainly going to be able to tell whether or not it was there from before or not. Even if the stain didn't totally come out. But certainly it's much, much lighter, and you know for sure that it was there beforehand. It doesn't look like fresh blood. And therefore, it's clear to us that the kesem was there from beforehand. And that much we are bikin, and even if we're not bikin in Magdir or Maglid, but in the washing machines that we have is Manenu, the Shulchan Aruch Rav already points this out. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if you understand that Chazaka of Bnei Yisrael, that they're Baidik, means that they're Baidik, and if they find a Kesem, then they can wash it very well, they just do a washing. When they wash it initially, they don't do such a thorough job. If they check it afterwards, they find the Kesem, then they'll wash it very well. Our washing machines always do a thorough job. Therefore, even if it doesn't take out every kesem, but certainly every stain, but certainly it does a thorough job that you're going to be able to tell that it's not fresh blood, and therefore we're never going to be able to say that it came from beforehand. Certainly, if it looks like fresh blood, then it came afterwards. Sif Mem Ches, two women. Beis Nashim Shalosh Shecholak Echad Baduk V'Nimtza Be'Kesem Imi Ochogel Lomata L'Shtein Shtein Tmeis V'Nimtza Be'Kogel L'Shtein Shtein Teres. Hoyse achas arukov achas ketzaro. Im mechogel lematal arukov, shem shul ketzaro shneim tmeis. Mechogel lematal ketzaro lematal mechogel arukov ketzaro varukov ketzaro tmeis varukov tera. The halacha is if you have two women, one of them is taller than the other one, and the beged that she wore the kesem on the beged that she wore is not connected with the torfel, then she's not pachal b'safik. However, if it is, then they're both pachal b'safik. What's the chiddush? Speaks out the Sidra Torah, and this is the Ran. It's really a Ran Mefurish that says this, and Lachur Yesh Ladai came from Rashi also that says that when it's connected based on the torfa of the aruka is tameya, the kol shekein ktsara. What's the kol shekein ktsara? The Mashmoy says that it's more pashat that the ktsara is tameh than the aruka, and the reason is, and since you're around the head, because it's even if it's only magia connected based on the torfa of the aruka, al yidei etchak, if she bends down, it's like a house coat or a nightgown, and she bends down, then it will go connected based on the torfa. Nevertheless, that's still considered connected based on the torfa to be matam of them both. Now, L'chor, it's a big chiddush, because how much time is it connected to Beis HaTorfa? When the Ketzara wore it, it was connected to Beis HaTorfa the entire time. When the Aruka wore it, it was only connected to Beis HaTorfa at that second that she bent down. Nevertheless, it's still considered, even though it's more mistabra that it came from one than the next, that's not enough of a mistabra to be tailored into one than the next. Then we need some halachic difference, not just amount of time, or kudeme. It has to be that it's more mistabra be'etzem. Somebody's misulek is damim, someone's not misulek is damim. We'll find kama v'kama times that l'chura, many times that we find that even though it's more mistava than it came from one lady than a different lady, nevertheless we're not going to be telling in the lady that it's more mistava from, because that's not enough of his tabris to say that it came from her. If one lady wore a beged for 6 days, another lady wore it for 20 minutes, we're still going to be mistava both of them. If one lady is b'shas vesta, one lady is shalei b'shas vesta, we're still not able to be telling the lady b'shas vesta even though it's more mistava than it came from her. It has to be that one is misulekis bet and one is not misulekis. One's a yeshavas adam, one's a basula shadamei mitzuyin ukedayimin. But stami istabrus is not enough to save one more than the next. I would say that it's pashut even according to atzel levayna. If a woman wore it 2 days before the other woman wore it, nevertheless we're still not going to be matame. It's only where it's before and then afterwards is mechadesh that's something to shpalte. The Agav Benigeta Brichas Atzvila, just we mentioned before, and the Shev Levi points out here, it says that they're both Tamei. The Mashmai says that they're both Tamei Vada, and the Elchanami, when it comes to Brichas Atzvila, they both have to make a bracha on the Tzvila. The Hainu, the Vart is that once Chazal already tell you that you're Tamei Midin because of Tafek, but whatever it is, Chazal tell you that you're Tamei. So once Chazal passed on that, midini derabanan lechol pachas yom rechuyiv, she's tmei midarabanan, and therefore she's chayiv betvila and chayiv bebracha. Now, the Mechaber likes to, he says, "Memed varamurim k'shalei pashto yaseh balayla lechatzis bayis reishon. Kisa bayis reishon, shteyim tmeis. Kisa za achas menes reishon, vla yashnir, oysa shkisas reishon, tmei v'chaver tatarif." Two women wore it. One lady covered her hair with it, covered herself with it at night, and the other lady did not. Then we say that if it's keneged, if it wasn't keneged based on torfa, then only the lady that covered her hair with it is going to be covered herself with it at night is going to be tamei, because we presume that in the middle of the night it moved around, as opposed to the other lady. If you found that lamayla min hachaguro, then certainly it didn't come from her. Now the Torah Shlomo brings down over here from Lavush a chiddush. He says that even if it's lamata min hachaguro by both of them, two ladies wore it. One lady wore it betem. She wore a skirt. Another lady covered herself with the skirt at night. He says we're going to be matam, it's mashma that she didn't even wear it as a skirt. She just covered herself with it at night. Nevertheless, even though she covered her head and not the bottom half of her body, nevertheless, we're going to be tilled that it came from her, even though she woke up in the morning. You understand what happened there? We have Rachel and Leah. Rachel wore it as a skirt. Leah did not wear it as a skirt. She covered her head with it at night. She wakes up and her head is covered. It wasn't tied tight. But she went to sleep, it's covered. She wakes up, it's covered. And we find the kesem. We're matama the lady, says Lavush, we're matama the lady that covered her head with it at night. Why? It's because it's something that I heard, it's something that I saw. Maybe she had her gosh in the middle of the night. She didn't wake up. So the Torah Shlomo is very burr. What do you mean? The Gemara says that a woman that has her gosh in the middle of the night is going to wake up. So we're merely just chaylik on the Lavush. However, Bismanenu, which everybody brings down the Shavuot Shurashai, the Bismanenu, that women don't really ain litzmeich on that which women wake up in the middle of the night from Hargasha, because they're probably not waking up, especially Bismanenu. We don't even know if women have Hargashas, and therefore certainly they're not waking up. And Yesh La'ayin Bazeh, says the Shevet Alevi. La'alocha L'maisa, he says, it doesn't sound to be that he's going to be simcha that L'maisa. However, he says, Yesh La'ayin, in a case where a woman took sleeping pills, that she's mamish in a deep sleep, that in a chanami, in such a case, when she, if she wakes up in the morning and she finds herself a kesem, then in such a case, l'chor you're going to have to be machmer, maybe the suffix derives, maybe she had a kesem. Now, lulei d'mistafein amina, I don't think that any time that a woman wakes up in the morning, she asks the rav, and they ask her, did you take sleeping pills, or did you take Benadryl or something, you know, some Benadryl, some sort of something that'll put you, just make you drowsy, that you, and they're not machalik. And ulai, maybe the reason is, what? You assume that she took. And even so, maybe. The Mashmoy says, l'chor, that it's no different than if she woke up in the morning, she found the kesem. The Sidra Torah is already ma'ur this. She wakes up in the morning, she finds the kesem. After Tashmish, do we have to be choishish that it's a Safek Daraisa? Maybe the kesem happened right after Tashmish, and she was argish of Lavadaito. Well, then he says, no, it's a Safek Tzveiko. It's a Safek whether or not it happened then. And even if it did happen then, maybe she was an argish. Safek Tzveiko. In this case also, l'chor, she woke up in the morning, she had a kesem, then you don't know whether or not the kesem is from her b'chlal. And even if the kesem is any suffix that you have, l'chor, you don't know that it's from makar, like any kesem that were makal. And even if it is, you don't know that she had argasha. You don't know that it happened when she was sleeping. You don't know that it happened. It could be that happened even before she was sleeping. It could be that happened when she woke up in the morning. You don't know. And it's probably common strength because you don't know for sure that it's her. And even if it did, even on the anacha that it did happen, maybe it came shalei b'argasha. Now, b'chlal, it's very shver to be choshish for this, that maybe they came b'argasha if... And it was once it's a regular kesem, it's a shalad araisa that we say chazaka shadam baragosha, that's one thing. But over here that we found the kesem, to say that it came mamish, this kesem, even though she never sees someone baragosha, that this kesem came baragosha because she was sleeping and she didn't realize, is the chur also a big chiddush. Lulu di mustafin armina nechanami lamaisa lahalocha lamaisa, that we would be makel even if a woman found the kesem in the morning. Now, Sif Memtes, Shalish Nashim Shalav Shukholak Achas, Shoshal Sasalecha, Zuachar Zu, the halacha of three women that wear a beged, and they find a kesem. The halacha is that they're all tummy. Or Sasal Zuachar Zu, they're all tummy. Unless one of them is Mesulekas Dhamin, that she's out of the Suffolk, and the other one's at Tmeis. Now, is this halacha talking about that they're all tummy? Is it talking about where they come to ask together, or they come Bezachar Zeh, even if they come Bezachar Zeh? So if you look at the Taz over here, the Taz says, look what I wrote by Shtei Nashim Shnesaska B'tzipur. And the Shach says, look what I wrote there. And the crazy place says, look what I wrote there. And we find that there's three Shitas Be'etzem. The Taz says that our case is the exact same case as Shtei Nashim Shnesaska B'tzipur Achas. And they found one cell of Dham, you don't know where it came from. Everybody's tummy. It's not like Shnei Shvilim. By Shnei Shvilim, if they come as Erchazeh, then everyone's tar. Why? Because they each have a cheskes tara. But over here, as soon as they find the kesem, the woman is becheskes tmeil, and unless she has a good kliya, then she can't be moist herself in the cheskes tumah. Male in both cases, even if they come to zecher zeh, they're going to be tummy. The Shachan Kluz the kesem says this case is exactly daimet teshnei nashim shnesaska b'tzibrachas. But both of the cases are daimet teshnei shvilim, and by shnei shvilim, if they come to zecher zeh, then over here, then they're going to be terror. Then over here also, Shtaiba Shtesh Nashim Shinasaskim B'tipra Achas, Shtaiba Gimel Nashim Shalavshu Cholak Achas, and they find the Kesem, if they come with Zachar Zeh, each one is allowed to be tailored another lady, and therefore is in the clear that they have, and they're all going to be tar. And the crazy plaiti, he's Mechalik Ben Advekim. He says that it depends, the case of Shtesh Nashim Shinasaskim B'tipra Achas, that case is Dermit Shnei Shvilim. Why? Because each lady, she doesn't have to bring in any other woman with her shayla. I found the kesem, and I was in saska b'tzipur. That there was another lady that was in the saska b'tzipur, what does that have to do with me? I don't have to mention her for my kliya. I have a good kliya. I'm coming to Bezmas with kliya, and therefore she's terrible. However, in the case where it comes to gimel nashim shalosh u'chalak achas, and they find the kesem, where is the makim Rachel, Leah, and Rivka? They all wear the beged. Rachel comes in by herself. She says, I found the kesem. Bezmas says, so you're telling me. She says, no, I have a kliya. Where? Can't say. So you're telling me. No, it came from Leah. It came from Leah. So The only way that you have a tliya is by bringing in the fact that Leah also wore it, and Leah also has the shayla. If that's the case, then behechrich in your shayla is the shayla of the other woman. Memelis kibo lishalav val chaveri. The same way that by shtei shvilin, if you come and you ask, you say, "Listen here, I, Shimon, Chaim Yankel, and myself, we both walk down the street. I walk down the right side. He walked down the left side." And we want to know what our story is. That's like Bobo Lishol Basachas. The Machlekes in the Gemara. That has a din of Bobo Lishol Basachas that we say that they're Tomei. We can't be Matara them both at the same time. The male is so to over here. When you're coming, you're asking, and your tli is behechrich kirlu of the other lady, then it's kilu Bobo Lishol Aleh Val Chaver Basachas. The truth is that this is the way that most of the Gedele Echorinim go. The Sidratayr, the Chavaz Das, the Chochma Sodom. That they are machalik between this, and they say that in the Hanami, in the case of Shteit Tziporim, there Bezech Hazeh is going to be tar. Mashenkin over here by Gimel Nashim, even Bezech Hazeh is going to be tamei. The truth is that Kimdumani Kimat Mefurish Lehedya. We saw the Rabbi Tzeinu Atzarfatim that the Rajba says. The Rajba says that a cholok she'ein a baduk doesn't a cholok a baduk means that you check the beged. And you don't know that anything out of the ordinary happened from the time that you checked it. But according to the Ramban, that it means that you checked it and you didn't put it down. He says, I don't understand the din of Gimel Nashim Shalav Shecholak Achas. Gimel Nashim Shalav Shecholak Achas. One lady wore it, then she gave it to the second lady, then the third lady wore it. L'chur, in between, some point it was put down. L'chur, it's already a Cholak Shein Abadik. Why would they all be tummy? So the Beis Yisrael Tzfatim say that the reason is that it's brought down here in the Teres Abayis. It's also brought down in the Chedushim Adaf Yudalid. And he says that it's the lesson of Rabbi Tzeinu Atzafatim is the begimo nashim hainutayinu shekulim tmeis mishum dahavalei kol chodo kibol lishol lev al chaverto. The tmeis can inshamu beishvilin. Every lady is like bol lishol lev al chaverto. He doesn't say that that they all came together. He doesn't say that the Bezer Chazet is going to be tar. You say that any lady that comes to ask, it's as if you're coming to ask a Lev Al-Khaverto. Kibol Nishol Lev Al-Khaverto, this means. Now, this is exactly the part of the Kvetsu Plesi. That any time that included in your Shaila is, you have to bring in the other lady for your Tliya, then automatically that's Ki'ilu, they're above the Basachas, and they're all going to be Tamei. Now, all these halachas that we say that they're all Tamei, the Shevet Halevi says that if one of them is wearing underwear, then she's out of the question. Because Lakhur, she's not going to find it on the Cholok if she was wearing underwear. And what happens if they're all wearing underwear? This is Mustafik, and he says the Pashat is Zedin HaChanami. They're all going to be turned in that case. Where did the dam come from? Gives a Chanitza, Vesa Chanitza. Kama Machurlis and Yirtif Azu Acherzu. Whatever the Rajba says when it's Lamalam and Echavguru. But it certainly didn't come from them. If they were wearing underwear the entire time, then there's no possibility that it came. And he says that Batum, he says it's Kama Kremis. That any time that a woman was wearing undergarment the whole time, then the chura, there's no shayla bechlal that it came from her, she's out of the question. Now, this will be nageya. What happens when you have a group of women that get together? You have a shir in your house, and you find a kesem in the toilet afterwards. So, 20 women there, and afterwards you find in the toilet, there's a kesem of dam. What do you start doing? So, it's not, unfortunately, it didn't land on the bottom, on the Davashin Makabatum, it's still floating in the water, and it's clearly more than a grist. What do we do? Start making phone calls. Start calling up the 20 people and telling them that it's tummy. Is that what we have to do, Bechal? So, says the Chodshani that anytime that you have a big group of women, you're allowed to presume that at least one of them is a Pnuya. If she's not a Pnuya, if it's all married women, you're allowed to presume that one of them is a Nida. Now, it's not exactly clear what's a big group of women. Let's say five. Is five a big group? Start. How big is... Yeah. Two is a big group, right? So, I think one is a big group, also. The Mamela, anytime that you have a big group, you're allowed to presume that one of them is a Nida. Now, let's say it's Rav giving a shir for a bunch of women that are all Masalek and Zamim. So, therefore, you know for sure that none of them are Nida. It's a Yerleda Shir. And there's 20 women there. What do you do in such a case? Are they all B'Seich the Shaila, or are they all not B'Seich the Shaila? So, L'Chira, any time that they're all B'Seich the Shaila, then you in Echanami have a problem, they're all going to be Tami. However, in most instances, they're not going to all be B'Seich the Shaila. They're not all going to be in the Shaila. And we'll just be Mavara the Nakuda in what was supposedly a famous case that happened many a year ago, or not so many years ago, that they found the Kesem in a mikvah. After they were cleaning up, and they found the Kesem in the mikvah. Now, everybody here should be Tara. And there's Lachar, no one's in either. If there's a need, they shouldn't be coming to the mikvah. Elamai, everybody should be Tara. So what do we do in such a case? 45 women were Tevel. So what do you do? Workers. So hopefully the workers have underwear on, and therefore the chur is not from them. The only ones that would be a shayla is for the other woman, the chur. So what do you do in such a case? Tell on a makar. The chur is a suffix clear. You have no idea in such a case. What do we do? What then? We hope. Say Ferris has. And she'll be able to be tailored. At least she'll be fine. Everybody else will be tummy. At the end of the day, right now everybody's tar. That's the problem. Everybody that came left already is. It could be that in Chalam we'd be able to be mechalak like that. But after the fact, now that everybody's home and everybody's tar, lechur, what do we do in such a case? I don't know. The rumor was supposedly that they had a kol kara going around telling anybody that was tevel kalim in the mikvah should get in touch with them. Now the shad is b'chlal whether or not the story could possibly be true. What's the sad that all the women, what the halacha of gimel nashim shalavshu cholak achas is that we found the kesem on a beged that was keneged beis atorfa of all the gimel nashim. However, in a case where you have a kesem which is not keneged beis atorfa of all the women, it's only keneged beis atorfa of one woman, and you just don't know which woman it is. Does that have the same halacha b'chlal? So what could be the case? Let's say the kesem was found next to the bar of the mikvah. So if it was found on the floor, so then it's davar shenu makabel tumah. The chalal doesn't pass. Could be next. Let's say it was found by the kmisa rashit. It was mamish by the front door. Everybody that came inside passed by. Everybody was dressed at that point, and therefore they're not in the safek b'chlal. Elamai, you found it on a towel. Now the question is, where was this towel? So the towel is lachur in one of the rooms. You don't have to just have towels lying on the floor in front of the mikvah that shouldn't sit inside. You have a towel that was found in one of the rooms. So now you have one lady, Bepashtis, who used one towel and found the kesem. And you don't know which of the 45 ladies that was here was able to use this. Is that this halacha? Or is that not this halacha? L'chur, our halacha is in a case where they're all b'chlal the safik. Here, no, only one lady is b'chlal the safik. Everybody else is not b'chal d'safik. Not every lady is b'chal d'safik. I was never over a lot. I never even went into that room. I don't know. So you have 10 rooms. It was one room and it was used one time. One lady was using it. The l'chura, if it was sitting on the floor and no one saw that there was a big splotch and everybody passed over it and they didn't realize that there was a kess in the entire time,
they knew
who the
was and
the
ladies knew which room they went.
And even everybody that went into the room, we still don't know. We still have 5 or 10 women that went into that room. So it's the suffix between all these women. So now, was it ever a gezak yavar in this din that we have to matama all of them in suffix? That's all when we know that they're all bechal the suffix because the kesem was connected to the beis atorfa. But in a case where we don't know bechal that it was connected to the beis atorfa of theirs, it's a suffix whether or not it's a kesem in the first place. And Bechlal, Lechur, is the suffix when there's a Tliya. Maybe somebody was shaving, maybe somebody had a nosebleed. We have no idea, Bechlal, what was in such a case. And therefore, the whole case of Gimel Nashim is where they have no Tliya. And we know all the three women are Bechlal the suffix, and we know that they have no Tliya. If they have a Tliya, that's the Lach and Sifnun Gimel. That if one of them has a Tliya, then we're allowed to be telling her, and she's telling that in that Tliya. Elamai, we know that they don't have a Tliya, and we know that all three of them are Bechlal the suffix. Here, we don't know who's Bechlal the Safik Bechlal, and we don't know if we have the Tliya. It's Bechlal the Safik Sveiko on every woman, whether or not everyone is Bechlal, it's a Safik whether or not she has the Kesem or not. That's a Safik Kesem, that's a Safik Darabanan, and it's a Safik Bechlal whether or not she has the Tliya. Yishla Ayin Bechlal, whether such a case.
One of the ladies had it, right?
One of the ladies had it, and maybe she has the Tliya, we have no idea.
We don't have
a Tliya.
We have no Tliya, we don't have no idea whether or not there's a Kesem or not. We don't know where this lady came from. We don't know what this dam is. If we knew that it was connected to a certain lady and we knew that she didn't have a kesem and she had a kliya, then in fact we have a problem. We don't know that there was a lady that was involved. We don't know that she doesn't have a kliya.
All women that went in got the place.
What?
Let's say it was 10 women that went in, they all went to the
deck. It's still a suffix kesem. It's still a suffix kesem. At the end of the day, it's a suffix. Why were you tam all of them? I was not b'chal v'safik. I never went in that place. How could you tell me that I'm a suffix? I never went over that thing. That's not the halacha of Sif Mem Tes. Sif Mem Tes is where I know for sure that it was connected to Beis HaTorfa. This is like Mashtisa. You have to pass by to see whether or not it's ever connected to Beis HaTorfa. It's not connected to Beis HaTorfa, so then it's not there. This beggar was never Beis HaTorfa. You can be mechayiv me to tell me that because I'm suffix, I'm going to make sure that the beggar was connected to Beis HaTorfa.
They did a whole
speaker. It was a white towel?
It was a white towel. What do we learn from here?
Let's say they find it in a pile of towels inside the basket. I don't know
what's going on. That's okay. It does, but it only goes around the head of one woman. It doesn't go around the head of all the women. It only goes around the head of one woman. And therefore, only one woman is a shaila, whether or not with a suffix, whether or not one woman has a kesem here. There, we was never said the din that your matama, all the women, be suffix.
One woman not that has a kesem.
No, maybe she has a clear.
I'm telling you, all women don't have a kesem.
You have no chiv to check that out. That's the shalom, but the name of here. It's still not tamid. It's still not tamid for this case. It's not making up tlius. You don't know bichlal whether or not. It's not making up tlius. Tlius is where you know that there is a kesem over here, and you don't know if you have a tlia. Here we don't know if there's a kesem because we don't even know if there's a lady that came in. No one's coming to ask bichlal. The woman had a nosebleed. She didn't have a question. She told the lady. The lady that's actually the menakeh said afterwards that she, yeah, that was the story that she had a nosebleed. We have no idea what happened. We there's no suffix over here. There's no ladies of suffix, bichlal. And l'chara, everybody, pepash this. This is not the halacha of Sif Mem Tes bichlal, and we certainly would not have to be matam with them all. Sif Nun. Shalish noshim she yeshenes b'mita achas. Three women sleeping in a bed, umshulavis. The halacha is, if we find the kesem, then, depending on where we find the kesem, if it's underneath all three of them, they're all tamei. However, if it's only under one of them, then only the two that are closest are going to be tamei. Now, these halachas are a little bit unclear in the Gemara, and the males are unclear. Lalacha, in the Rishonim, it's not exactly clear what the metzius is. We saw in the Gemara that there's three mishnayos. We have a mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis of Gimel Nashim Shalavshu Cholak Achas or Gimel Nashim Shalavshu Yoshev Safsal Echon. That's talking about three women that sit on a bench one after the next, where they wear an article of clothing one after the next. There, the Gemara doesn't say anything. The mishnah doesn't say anything about bedika. One of them doing a bedika or not. Then we have a mishnah on Saf Samach Amud Beis that says that you have three women that are sleeping in a bed together, and they find the kesem. If they do it, one of them does a bedik and finds herself to be tamei, then we pin it on that lady. There, the Gemara says she was bedik toich shir veset. Then we have a third mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph that says that if a woman, three women sleeping in a bed, and they find the kesem, one does a bedik and she finds herself to be tar, then she's tar and the other ladies are bechlal l'shayla, they're both tamei. There, it doesn't mention anything about in the Gemara about toich shir veset. So we really have two shaylas. First of all, when it gets to the first case of three women, one after the next, that sat on a bench, is there any din of bedika there? There it doesn't mention anything in the Gemara. And second of all, that which it says that a bedika helps by bodka matzah tmeya, bodka matzah tera, the Gemara only says bodka matzah tmeya, v'hu shebodka toich shir veset. Only says that benegeh to bodka matzah tmeya, but when it comes to bodka matzah tera, the Gemara does not say that. The mashmois, the chur would be that there's no chilek. Or do you say, yagra levreya, you know, whatever it applies by tmeya, also applies to tahara. So this is really Sif Nun and Sif Nun Aleph together, as we're mentioning it. The Shitas HaRishonim that we saw is the Rosh Nemzon. Let's start with Bodka Matzah Tmeo. So the Rosh Nemzon Bechlal by Bodka Matzah Tmeo, that since La Halacha, even according to Bar Pada, if you do a bedika teich shir veset, it's not a bureau that the dam came from her, because it could be that the kesem came 2 hours ago. Therefore, once you're ready, it's not a bureau. When you do a bedika bodka matzah tmeya, then we can pass like Rabbeishia anyhow. We'll pass like Rabbeishia, Lakula, that even after teich shir veset, you're allowed to do a bedika bodka matzah tmeya, allowed to be teila. How much time do we have? The Bach says, until shir of a bedika, which is another few seconds. And the Sidra Torah is Marech, he says, you have till me'es le'es. He's arrived in the Medrash Rabbah, but you have told me it's like to bodka matzah tmeya. Now, the Chavos Das we saw says that it's not so shver. He dings on the rush and he says that we're not trying to make a biur b'chlal. The way that it works, when you do a bedika, teich shir veset, and you find yourself to be tamei, then we know for sure b'shas matzias hakesem she was tamei. Memela, the time we had the paskin on the kesem, teila nakakol b'makukul, and we're able to say that the kesem will fin the kesem on you. Now, l'chur, l'fidis, l'amnis, you can understand also another nekuda, and that is, let's say you find the kesem is dry. If the kesem is dry, you know for sure the kesem didn't come now. If the kesem didn't come now, so then how could we be matamim? For sure there's no beer. The Rav seems to say that we always presume that the kesem came at the last possible second. The Shah is, when you know that it's dry, how could he say that? So according to the Chavos Das, Ken Zayin, that in a Chanami, you talk that even if it is dry, it doesn't make a difference. The nekuda is, at the time that I pass it on the kesem, do we have somebody who's tamei or not? If we have somebody that's mekupol, so we're allowed to be telling that person. It happens to be that the Chavos Das likes to. He says, "B'chlal, anytime that you come tamei, we're metamei you may slay some afrei anyhow," which would mean that within 24 hours, if you know for sure that you're tamei, then within 24 hours, for the last 24 hours you're tamei. Maybe even if it was in the siavish, the last 24 hours we'll be able to pin it on you. But either way, l'chari, the nekuda of, if you learn that the lamdis is telling kokol v'mekukol l'chara, you can understand that even if it's yavish. Chazanish also names on that even if it's yavish, you're able to be tailored. He's just not, it's not exactly, he brings a raya, it's just not exactly clear why it is that way. Now, this is all by Bodko Matzo. La'alok l'mayisim b'chaber passings, that has to be Bodko Tech Shivesta, not like the Rosh Hashit Yechidah, we passing like Rav Yishenim, that it's dafka batka teich shir veset. Now, does this also apply to three women that wore one after the next? Three women wore a beged, one after the next. Do we have the din of batka matzah tmeya also? Or, no, it can't be that the first lady and the second lady did a bedika, right, teich shir veset, because it's a day or 2 days or however long after they wore it. What's going to help you bedika teich shir veset when they didn't wear the beged for the last who knows how many hours? So the Ra'ah and the Rambam, they name on, no, there's whatever din of Batka Matzah Tmeya that applies all over, and even if you have three women, one after the next, each one of the three women, you have to paskin on the kesem as it is right now, and if a woman, anyone finds herself to be tamei, then l'chur will be able to pin it on you. L'chur, the lamdus is like the Chavos Das, that telling kokol v'mekukol. At the time of the Matzias HaKesem, we found you to be tummy. Even though I know you for sure didn't wear this beggar for the last 2 days, it doesn't make a difference. I'm allowed to pin on you and say, she's the Redemiko Kelet, and therefore I'm pinning the tumor on this lady. However, the Ravid, the Rajba, so Shalom the Ravid exactly, understands that no, Vodko Matzatmeo, only the last lady is allowed to do a B'dika Tech Shirveset. But the first lady is not allowed to do a B'dika Tech Shirveset. It doesn't help you. Why? What's the pshat in that? Because what do you want to say? You want to say that if you do b'dika teich shir ves, so that's ki'ilu for sure I was tamei b'shas that you found the kesem. However, if the first lady did a b'dika, so then you want to say, oh, she found herself to be tamei, teich shir ves of the b'dika, so she was tamei when the kesem happened. If you're pinning it on the first lady, then you're behechr saying that the kesem didn't happen now. The kesem happened 2 days ago when she wore it, because it came from the first lady. So that means the metzias kesem is not now. It's a catch 22. By saying that the kesem came from her teich shir ves, then you're saying that it's her kesem. That means it had to happen when she was wearing it. When she was wearing it was 2 days ago, so it didn't happen. Teich shir ves, so her bedikah is not teich shir ves. So maybe she can't be matzah herself. That's how the Rajba learns. That's all by batka matzah tmeo. Batka matzah tahura. We also have a machlekes. Is there a din of teich shir ves bichlal or not? Right, we should understand that there's a din of teich shir ves, and the Ra'ah and the Rambam, they go that any woman, even if it's one after the next, you're allowed to do whether or not three women slept in the bed at once, sigh whether or not three women slept in the bed one after the next. Any time that you do a dika teich shir ves and you find yourself to be tar, the halacha is that lady is tahira and the other lady is tmeya. The Baal Amar, he understands that no, Bodkum wants a tahira, doesn't say in the Gemara you need teich shir ves in. Even if she checked way afterwards and she finds herself to be tar, then in time she's going to be tar. What's the longness? Why should it be that way? Says the Baal Amar like this. Bodko matzah tahira is different than bodko matzah tmeya. Bodko matzah tmeya, when three women sleep in a bed, and one lady does a bedikah and finds herself to be tamei, then what is she doing? She's making herself tamei? No, she would have been tamei without it. All three of them would be tamei. When she finds herself to be tamei, but that's what she's doing, is making the other two ladies tar. So they're tar now, but not because they were mevara that they're tar. They're tar because by default, if we're allowed to pin it on the lady who found herself to be tamei, then the other two ladies that will presume that they're tar. However, not because they were mechiach that they're tar. So So if you want to do it by default, by Shev Al Tasa, and say that since lady number one found herself to be Tame, so two and three are Tar, that's only if you have a beer that it's lady number one. How do you have a beer? If you Boidik Toich Shir Veset, and you find yourself to be Tame, then we can say for sure that this Kesem came from this lady. However, by Batka Matza Tahira, it's much different. By Batka Matza Tahira, she did a Bedika and she found herself to be Tar. It's not just by default. She proved, I did a Bedika and I found myself to be Tar. The way that's going to work, even La'achar Shir Veset. Now, just to lay through a little Hezber, I saw that in the Magia on the Ravid, he said, the Lenefesh Tedrashenu, he says that the lumdas of how it works is Lamashal. He says that when a woman does a Bedika on the first day of Zainakim, and she does a Bedika on the seventh day of Zainakim, it works. Why? How do you know everything in between? So the halacha is, we'll see the Gemara. It's basically this case. A woman does a bedikah and finds herself to be tar. Ula'achar zman batka matza tahira. Says the Gemara, you let it presume that if at the beginning she was tahira and at the end she's tahira, that everything in between is also tahira. She had a cheska tahira. And we don't know that she changed from that because she proved that she's tahira now. We presume the entire time she's tahira. Mamela, if three women got into bed and they all had a cheska tahira, they got out of bed. And one lady does a bedikah and she finds herself to be tahira. She proved that her cheska tahira still has been mamshich the entire time. The other two ladies have no idea. So mainly, even if she was boyedik herself way after shir veset, nevertheless, we'll let it presume that everything in the time she got into bed at 10 o'clock, she got at kesem happened at 11 o'clock. She did a bedikah at 12 o'clock. So if she does a bedikah at 12 o'clock and finds herself to be tahira, then she knows from 10 through 12 o'clock she was tahira. Mainly at 11 o'clock when the kesem happened, when they found the kesem. Then in Achnami she was there also, and she's out of the topic. The Klapi her, there's no Reyes. Klapi her, there's no Reyes. Klapi the other ladies is Reyes. She already proved what's going to happen in a case where they all do Bedikas and find some Torah, then we're going to have a Reyes, and then we have a Dhamma for Nechon, we have to say. But Klapi this lady in Achnami. Now the Rajba says, Beni Beni, the Rajba is Mechadish, an interesting halacha. He says that but Batka Matza Tahira, if three women wore it one after the next, one lady wore it on 1 o'clock, one lady wore it at 2 o'clock, one lady wore it at 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock she takes it off and she finds the kesem. He says that all the ladies, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, could all do a bedika teich shir vest. If they find themselves to be tar, then they're going to be tar, but it has to be teich shir vest. Now the question is mamanav shach. If lady number one wore it 2 hours ago and she's allowed to do a bedika teich shir vest, that means that by Batka Matza Tahira, you don't have to do it right away. Even after 2 hours, it's fine. If that's the case, then why does it have to be Bukhalbi be Teich Shir Veset? Even if three ladies were on a bed together, you should be able to do it 2 hours later, like the Baal Mor says. So the Nefesh Rishon and the Magia, he wants to say that the Rashi and the Chanami holds that Meikar Adin, you'd be able to let her do it 2 hours later. The problem is that you have to paskin on a kesem when you get the kesem lefanecha. So if you have a kesem here, you have to paskin on the kesem. So the kesem happens, and we want to know, is anybody Torah? Anybody raise your hand if you found yourself to be Torah? No one found yourself to be Torah. You're all Tame. So, they're all Tame. And you have, 2 hours later, a woman finds herself to be Torah, now you want to be Chazen and say that she's going to be Torah? That's already after the fact. You're already Paskin. Klal, then somebody else is going to find herself to be Torah. Then the third lady is going to find herself, they're all going to be Tame. You can't do that. It has to be a Psak, Peshas Maisa, Mimela, Peshas Maisa, she can be Mavar, Tershir Veset, then she's going to be Torah. Lalach Lamaisa, has Mechaber Paskin. How does Mechaber Paskin in these shitas? Does he hold? It's not exactly clear. He says, "Kol zemayrish leibatka shum achas mehen, or shabatka shloshtem batzateres. Af a batka achas ashtayim batzateres, hein teres akherish leibatka tmeo, and sevtuvim batzatmeos. Kol zemayri. What's this kol zem? The Mashmoyis says kol zemayri is all the lachs we're talking about. Sif memtes, sif nun. Whether they were all three wearing in the bed together, or it's one after the next." And all this is talking about the Mashmoyis. This is like the Shitas Rambam. We always go Baser Tshas Mitzias Hakesem, and Lady Number One, Lady Number Two, Lady Number Three could all do Bedikah Teich Shir Veset. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says not that way. Shulchan Aruch Harav says this Kol Zemari is only going on the last sif of three women sleeping in the bed together. But in a case where they were one after the next, that's not what it's going on. It's not going on sif Memtek. Kol Zemari means the last sif that it just came off of. Now there is a little bit of a aura that the Achronim are Mahir, and that is that even in Sif Nun there's a case of Zecher Zeh. The Gemara, the Mechaber says that if three women slept on a bed and they found it on the outside by the Chitzena, then only the Chitzena and the Pnimi and the Emtsayis are Tmeis. Unless they all went over the Chitzena. If they all got into bed over the place of the Chitzena, Lady number one went over the chitzena, went all against the wall. Lady number two went over, and she went in the middle. Lady number three went mamash at the edge of the bed. He says, in that case, then they're all going to be tummim. Now, that case is talking about Zechariah, even though they're all sleeping in the bed together, but certainly the kesem couldn't have come from the first lady at the last possible second. It had to have come at the time that she got onto the bed, which was 2 hours later. And therefore, Lechera, at the time that they found the kesem, was already 2 hours after the lady was there. That's Lechera Zechariah there also. And the mashmoyis of the mechaber is that a bidika teichshir vest that would work. Lechera, the pashtus is that it's going like Tashitas HaRambam, the teichshir vest in a chanami, you would be able to do a bidika. Now, the mashmoyis is that the bidika, there's no difference between the bidika of Badko Masa Tmeo, Badko Masa Tehero. However, Kiveyrgis Ma'ur over here, that Lechera by Badko Masa Tehero, you should have to do a proper bidika. By Badko Masa Tmeo, the halacha is you can't do a proper bidika, because if you do a proper bidika, Lechera is stuck in, and by the time it comes out, even if there's dam on it, it could be that the dam came out after she revested from where the Nesias HaKesem. However, it says, by Badko Masa Tehero, if she sticks in the bidika at the first second, she could take it out 4 hours later. It doesn't make a difference when she takes it out. As long as she comes out and there's no dam in it, then I know from the first second that she stuck it in that there was no dam. Memele, it's a beer, you have the echirlis to do a bidika, says Rav Kiva Eiger, and you should have to do a bidika. Lechur, you have to say that mechaber, that's not mechalik. He understands that anyhow it's not a beer gomer when a woman does a bidika and she finds herself to be tar, that the kesem is not from her. It could be that the kesem happened 2 hours ago and she did a bidika now, she didn't find anything. All it is being moitier from the suffix. She's not bechlal the suffix because it's mistaver that she's not in the suffix, she found herself to be tar. If that's the case, then even if she didn't do bedika gemuro, then that would be enough. Now, what does it mean? What did she yes do? What's a kinuach? The Shevet Levi says the kinuach they're referring to over here does not mean an external wife. It means that she inserted the bedika by some makrim, she just didn't do her in the suffix. And memela, that's already enough considered a birur. Even though she didn't do her in the suffix, that's enough of a birur to say that she's not bechlal the suffix. It also explains another nekuda, and that is that if it's Badko Masa Tmeo, we're allowed to be tailing her. Why are we allowed to be tailing her? Lechera it's a kesem. If she just did a kinuach mibachutz and found dam, then it's just a kesem. Ain't tailing kesem a kesem. Elamai, that's not the vart. The vart is that she did a bedika internal. She just didn't do a chernu stocking. Memela, it could be that she had a hargasha, and therefore we're going to be tailing in her. Sif nun beis, if a woman does a medvar mermish kulin shavik. But if a woman is not roi, any time that we have someone who's misalekis damim and a lady who's not misalekis damim, then we're tayla in the not misalekis damim. Now the lechem mislimlo is mistapik. He says, let's say you have three women sleeping in a bed, and one lady is misalekis damim. They get out of bed and they find the kesem, and the woman who's not misalekis damim, she does a bedika and she finds herself to be tar. So you have, let's say, two women. We'll just work that way. Two women in a bed, and one they get out of one of them is muberes, one's not muberes, and the ain't a muberes does the bedika and matzah tahira. Teich shivet. What do you do now? Who do you now? So it says he's mesapik. Says Aruch Hashulchan, it's not a shaila b'chol. He says the ain't a muberes is not b'chol a shaila. It's not when she's misulekes damim. Then we don't look at it as a tliya, even though the lashon is a tliya, but it's not tliya be'etim, it's because she's not bechlal the shayla. Since she's not bechlal the shayla, therefore, it certainly didn't come from her. It's just another raya to what you say that we said before, and that when you do a bedika, it's not a birur gamar. And because here the inimu beres, she's doing a bedika, and she finds something to be tar, and we're going to be metamer. If it's a birur gamar, we have to be metamer. And so it's not a beer gomer, but it's enough to take yourself out of the suffix. But if there's no other lady in the suffix, then it doesn't take you out of the suffix bichlal. And Mimela, in such a case, she's going to be tummy. Therefore, you have to say 100%, because that'll put them all in the suffix. If you hechrich, you have a suffix. But in a case where one's mislekes, not mislekes, then tasis can tummy bichlal. It's like the Svek Svek of Ricky Vager. Toksav Yerecha. Toksav Yerecha is not a suffix, but it's a star with another suffix. It turns into Svek Sveka. Even though Bifnei Asma, it's not considered a suffix. Now, the case, the Taz says something interesting over here. He says that the only time that a woman is allowed to say, if you're three women sleeping in a bed, and one lady says, bari li, that I didn't go to the mokim of the dam. She says, if it happened right away after they found the kesem, the same. But if it happened much further afterwards, the milsa de leiram yaleh de inish v'lavadayte, a person doesn't remember it. That's why the Mitzvah Hashem wrote a sefer. It says that the whole sefer, just wake up the ilam. See, the whole, the throne is finished. The whole sefer is, everybody knows it, but it's a milsa de leiram yaleh de inish, therefore we have to remember it. Says the Taz, apidim seal de sharm, says the Taz, that if you're able to, if it happened lachar zman, it's the most likely Rami led the initial. I don't say they were there. Says that whatever raya. Interesting case. He says, oh, you have to be one of the gedolei lecherim to be able to do this. He says that we see in Chayshim Mishpat that if somebody tevei, Reuven tevei tevei Hashem, and he says that you borrowed money, and he says next to this pole, the guy says it was never next to a pole in my life. So, then you bring Adam that he was next to the pole. So the lacha is that he's not hooks the kafir. So what do we see? That it's shaykh, that a person will, so milsa de leiram yaleh de inish, that he's next to the pole. And therefore, we say it's lav adayte and it's not hufza kafen. Says the Kutza Kesef, what's the dimini b'chlal? He says, loy korav zel ze kol alayla. The hosam amrinan lav adayte, there we say lav adayte. Ve'efshir demiko mokoim emesh apari. Aval hochoi meres barley, v'ram yaleh. There, it's lav adayte, but it could be shaykh, it could be true that he paid back. As opposed to over here, she's saying barley. And if she, he loved the Vade Kushtaka Amra, Yisurkov though. How could you do that without, you're doing an Isser if you don't know for sure. What did he mean to say? Says the Pidea, he says that there's a big chilik between the case of the Choshen Mishpat and our case. In the case of the Choshen Mishpat, there's two shailas that are going on. There's a shaila, did you borrow money or not? There's another Nikuda, where you're next to that pole. That's not Negeya to whether or not you borrowed money. And the guy that says that I never passed by that pole, that's something which is not the ikur nidun that they're dining on. They're dining on whether or not you passed by, whether or not you borrowed money. So the guy says, I never passed by that pole. He says, you did pass by that pole, we have instantly passed by that pole. That's not going to make you host a kafirin, because that's not connected, that's not the nidun that they're dining on. The nidun they're dining on is, did you pay back the money or did you not pay back the money? Did you, says, if the guy would have said, I never pay back the money, there we would say, oh, you're host a kafirin. If we find out that Adam Taka said that you did. Over here, the nidin that we're dining on is the nidin, are you tummy or are you tar? Are you b'chal the suffix or not b'chal the suffix? Dainu, she says, barley that it didn't come to this place. That's not a side prat. That's not something which is not shaykh to the etzem shayla. This is something which is the actual question. The actual question, if you're not sure, you're not certain 100% that you didn't go to that place, then she can never say that. That's a milsa deram yaleh de inish. That's not a side point, like, did I pass by this pole? This is the actual nidin, and since that's the actual nidin, we don't say milsa de leiram yaleh de inish when that is the nidin itself. She wouldn't go ahead and lie. She's doing an issur, like says the shach, if not. And that's how we would paskin like this shach la lemaisa, that lechera, even lachar zman, should be neman. Sifnen gimel. Hoda amin adim tzadam b'cholak emita yisafso kol entmeis, im nis'asko. Three women were a beggar, one of them was Abishim Shetabachim, all Taylor and her, and she's telling Shetabachim. So the Shem lady, what's the Chiddush? Trade Tlias, even though generally we don't say two Migus, Ukadema, here we say two Tlias. We're telling her, and she's telling Shetabachim. Lulu de Mustafin Amin, it's the her, a little bit of Ara. I don't have to be telling her, and then she's telling Shetabachim. I'm telling that the beggar passed by Shetabachim. Well, I have to be telling her? Why do I have to be telling her? I know that this beggar passed by Shetabachim, so there's no bother. So. Why do we have to be telling her? So that's the chiddush that totally is. Sif non dalid, ein b'ksam mishum vest. This is out of all the 54 sifim, 51 sifim that we saw, 50 sifim that we saw. You're going to see the other four, Be'ez Hashem. This is one that is extremely regal alach l'maisa. And that is that ein b'ksam mishum vest. Ksamim, there is no din of vestus, b'negeat ksamim. And the halacha is that the Mechaber seems to say that if she saw three times on Rish Chodesh, then she's not kaveh a vest. The Prisha says even a different case, and the Paiske is made to bring it down, even if she saw twice a real Re'iyah on Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh Tishrei, she saw a real Re'iyah. Rish Chodesh Cheshvan, she saw a real Re'iyah. Rish Chodesh Kislev, she saw Ketan. In such a case, we're not going to be kaveh a vest, because the third one was not Re'iyah, it was a Ketan, and therefore can't even be kaveh on the third time. The Lalach Lemaisa, what happens, a vest, that a real vest that happens, but without a haragasha? What's the law in that case? Is that also considered a kesem? Or is that considered a real vest? So says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if it came without Argosha, then it has a bit of a kesem. And Mamelo, we're not going to be metame. However, the Shevet Levi says it's not so pashut because a lot of times it does have the Argosha, and we have to know. We have to really be mevar. And as we'll see b'hemshich, exactly what this is very negeb is manenu, what's considered a kesem and what's not considered a kesem. Now this halacha that some of them are not kaveh a vest, they're also not oikar a vest. That means that if a woman didn't see on the day that she saw the past 3 times, she saw Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, then she didn't see the next 3 months, she saw a kesem, non Rosh Chodesh, and a kesem, non Rosh Chodesh, and a kesem, non Rosh Chodesh. Even though she was be'etzem oikar the vest, and that she doesn't have to be choshesh for that day anymore, but she wasn't kaveh a new vest, and what's the nachmina if she was over the old vest? The lach is that we'll see, this is Hagdama to Vestus, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, that we hope to start extremely soon. And that is that with regard to Vestus, if someone has a vest for 33 days, 33, 33, 33, and then for 3 months they don't see for 33, they see 27, 29, 41, they're over the vest. Then comes back and they see 33 again. On the fourth one, they see 33. The lach is they reinstate their vest kavua, and they need another 3 times to be over the vest. That does not that with regard to a summim, it's not oikar the vest in Gansen, even if she saw 3 times on a certain day, on a kavua dek day, it's not, even if she saw 3 times on a kavua dek day, she saw hey summim, she's not kaveh a new vest that if she sees again a Rosh Chodesh, she's not going to reinstate the vest. She will go back to the original vest. Now the Mechaber says the only time that you are kaveh a vest ayidik summim is kisme eid habaduk. Then you could be kaveh a vest because they're curious the whole davar. The Beis Shloimo is mistafik b'das mechaber. What does this mean? Does this mean that she did a bedika one time and she found the kesem and she found the dam? She found 2 riyas and 1 bedika, or 2 bedikas and 1 riyah, or the only time is if she does 3 bedikas 3 times. Hey lachayda, she did a bedika. Hey lachayda, she did a bedika. Hey lachayda, she did a bedika and she found dam on all 3 of them. Then she's kaveh. But just 1 bedika is not mitzarif to be kaveh. So if you look at Lavush during the song of Mar Mekemis, Lavush on this Nemzon Kapshutai, that is Zafka if it's 3 times together. Even though maybe the Stimus of Mechava would be Mashma not that way, that even one time would be able to be a Shail of a vest. However, it says that people aren't Cheshish unless the Lavush says it's Zafka if it happens 3 times in a row. And that's how the Paiskis Menein will go, Lalach Alamaiso, Sheva Levi, and the Badi Shochan says he spoke to Kalman Mar Herol, and that is the. We're not choshesh every time that a woman does a bedika on day 4 of Zayin Nikim, she comes out down, that she has to be choshesh for now a vest of 13 days. From the time that she got her vest to now the 3rd day of Zayin, 4th day of Zayin Nikim. We're not choshesh for that bechlal. Only if she happens 3 times, then we're going to be choshesh. In a case, we looked in the Baal HaShulchan Mistapik, in a case where she has 2 ri'iyos on Heila Chodesh, and the 3rd time was Yerim HaVest, she did a bedika and she came with dam. There, that is a shayla, tarachin, and I heard there are some that are machmir. Tasa shaylas chacham, if that happens, it's not that uncommon. She got 2 30s, and then the next month she did a bedika, she's expecting her vest, and she saw dam. Yesh l'ayin, will have to wait for vestas there to see how paskin. That is what we have to see. The last shayla that the Eilu's been waiting for the entire time, and that is, what changes something? We say that a kesem doesn't have a din of a vest. Only a ri has a din of a vest. When bizmanenu, that women don't have argoshes. When does something change from a kesem to a ri? $64 million question, without a good answer. This is a shayla that really was only in a seder in the last however many years, because they always had argoshes. They always knew when they had a ri. Therefore, there was no shayla. Some of them are not. That means that if a woman has a kesem and she gets a flow afterwards and she has argosha, she goes bust the time that she had argosha and she had her flow, she doesn't go bust the time of her kesem. A younger man, Israeli younger man, asked me on Friday, says he happens to be learning Nida now, and he says, when it comes to halakha l'maisa, what are you supposed to do? And that was a shayla. His wife got a kesem and before shkiyah, and the flow only came after shkiyah. They knew that it's coming. What do we do? When do we reckon the yema vesko? So this is really a shayla. The fashis, both of them are tali zebezeh, when it turns into riyah and when you're going to be cheshvan for the cheshvan of vestas. At what point? It's not clear, and there are no achrenim that deal with this because bizmanenu women don't have argoshes. Therefore, we was necessary the shayla, but they always had argoshes. So there's a shemua b'shem Rav Moshe that a kesem is only considered a kesem It's only considered a re'iyah from a, I don't have a dollar bill, I'm sorry, this is close, to a half a dollar bill. That means that up until a half a dollar bill, it has the shame of a kesem, which means if it's on tzivayinim, oh, it's okay. It's a little bit bigger, I think. It's a little bit bigger. No? No? Same size? No, it could be it's not. Slightly longer, but it's a little bit more narrow. So the dollars are the same thing. They're all the same. In America, all the bills are the same. It's slightly, just about the size of a half of a bill, dollar bill or a 20. The 20s are much shorter. Don't use those. Now that said, B'shem Ramosha, it's not printed anywhere, and it's not exactly clear if that was really how he went. They say B'shem Rav Yashiv that even 5 or 6 grisim. Now the difference between a half a dollar bill and 5 or 6 grisim is about 10 grisim. There's the amount of a half a dollar bill is more than 15 grisim, and therefore the chord is a very big difference between the two of them. Now it really depends on who you ask. It's well known that the Orchas Tairo, he goes that a woman is not considered a vest. It's similar to the Psak of Amresha. It's not nichnas bechlal sofik of a re'iya if it's less than three fingers. 3 fingers, he says, 6 centimeters by 9 centimeters, which is be'erech the amount of a half a dollar bill, just about the same amount. Very, very slightly different. But that's basically the same amount. That's not considered a re'iya. He says, if it happens, if a woman sees more than that, or she sees twice in one day more than 2 fingers by 2 fingers, which is 4 centimeters by 9 centimeters, then that's a shayla that you have to ask. Less than that is not even a shayla that you have to ask. He says, this is not a halacha l'maishim Sinai, because there are no places that speak about it. What is it coming from? He says, it's from 30 years of experience with people in Chochm Gebal Nisayin, that this is not considered a re'iya if it's less than that amount. Now there are women that see less than that, they don't see so much. This is l'chor by a regular woman, a woman that generally sees very little. L'chor, even he would agree that her din would change. Now in a case where a woman is on pills and a woman is nursing, that she might see much less, then there's machlekes apoiskim what to do. Do we go buster what she normally sees, or the robust of what she sees now? If she normally sees much more, then even though every month now when she goes off her pill she sees a very little amount, and it's less than 3 fingers, each time it's less than 3 fingers, hands on, she's not going to be telling me. Or do we say, no, now her vest, something changed, that's different, that's the machlekes apoiskim. And the etzem, all these shailas are not exactly clear, and it really depends on who you ask. And certainly it's prudent that one sees something like this, even if they don't bring it to a rabbi, certainly even if it's much smaller than this, it's prudent to refrain from any relations, because it's Russian roulette. We don't play with games, we don't play with guns. And however, with regard to Tumah V'Tahara, once there's a considerable amount of dam, then a shayla should be asked by the Rav. I plead the fifth. Changing the pad is not going to help you, even if you change the... After how many seconds do you want to change it? What? Half an hour. That's to try to beat the system is not beating the system. Just the last what? She's summon? That's still the chur is not gonna be matamer, unless it will get to Vestaguf, maybe that has a din of Vestaguf. There's a tshuva from Ramesh about that, a woman that always sees summon a certain amount of time before, that might have a din of Vestaguf. You don't know the exact amount and it doesn't have a Vestaguf. The last halach which is mentioned here is this Taz and the Ramah. That lehalacha, where the dam came out together with the kesem that was kosher, the lavan or the yarek, then everybody agrees that we're going to be matameh the, even though the woman has a tliya, we're going to be matameh the kesem. However, it's not borer, there the ramah is machmer, the taz is mekel, because the kesef, the shachan is the kesef, lehalacha, he says, even though he could dingzach on the rise of the dchuyim of the taz, he goes like that, halach l'maisa, and that is how most of the priests can go halach l'maisa, like the Taz, the Mekel, like the Sejitara, the Chavaz Das, they go like the Aruch HaShulchan, and therefore that's how we would go, that as long as the woman has a Tliya, even though it's a suffix whether or not it came from her, came there or not. She has, or it seems we have Maris Tahiris that came very somewhat at the same time. Nevertheless, once she has the Tliya, we will be Tahiris.